Kaddish or even without the Kaddish?
The Kaddish enhances it. It's Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. Okay, we are Samech Amid Beis, and we just got finished saying the Machlokes of Huna and Yehuda that applies both by Gittin and by Kedushin. When a person says Amanas something, is the Kedushin or Gerish Achal when the condition is kept, or is Amanas Kleber Ma'akshav Dami? Rav Huna held it was like Ma'akshav, and Rav Yehuda held it was when the condition is kept. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Last word on the line, Mesrei. That's what we're up to. So we had a Machlokes of Huna and Rav Yehuda, and now we're going to be asking questions on Rav Yehuda. Mesrei. How is that Gitech? This is a Braisa. This is your get, Amanash, Titnuli, Messiah, Zuz. On the condition that you give me to one of the Zuz. Abba Bishin is Kara Hageta Shavat. Even though by the time she gives the 200 zuz, the get is ripped or lost, still, Harizuma Gareshes, she's divorced. However, as advice to her, don't marry anybody till you pay off, because the get is dependent on you doing an action, and we spoke this out yesterday, that whenever the condition requires an action, we'd want people to keep the condition before they get married. When it's passive, we say there's no reason to have to wait. That's what we spoke about yesterday. But, so that's clearly like Rav Huna. It's saying, even if the get is torn, there is no get at the end of the time when she gives the money. It's retroactive, because if it's not retroactive, we spoke about yesterday, without a get, it can't work. Another Tanya. Amar lahar zagita gamnashin titnli Messiah mzuz. Umeis. And he died. Nasna, if she gave him 200 zuz before he died, ain't skukaliyab. She doesn't need ibum because she was divorced. Loi nasna, she didn't give it to him before he died. Skukaliyab. I feel bad for her, but the bottom line is she wasn't divorced. She never paid up, and therefore the condition never kicked in, and therefore she's not divorced, so she's an avana, and she needs to do ibum. Shemigamliyalaymer, neisenis la'echav la'avim, la'echav min akreidim. She gives it to one of the inheritors. And that's keeping the condition after her husband died. Because when the guy said, give to me, he didn't only mean me, he meant me or my relatives if I pass on. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says he meant.
She doesn't need
Yibum. She doesn't need Yibum, but the get is retroactive. Now, that cannot work according to Yehuda. Because according to Yehuda, it can't kick in after the guy's dead. It has to be retroactive. And Rabbanan only argue because they say giving it to inheritors doesn't count. But they agree in principle that if it would count, it would be retroactive. Tanakama holds when he says li, he means me, not my inheritors. And one says it means even the inheritors. But the kula haba means tanohaba. But everybody seems to see that it is retroactivity here. Chuftin Rav Yehuda. This slugs up Rav Yehuda. Two brises. Two brises that clearly state that Amanath is retroactive. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's not. Or it's a suffix. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that law shouldn't be true. Now, I just want to mention something. See, the Rishonim have a problem here. Because she gave it to one of his father, to father or one of the brothers. Now, if there's a Yavam, the Yavam is the Irish. So, if the guy died, and he left over brothers, and the minute the guy died, she's skookily of him. Now, she keeps the tnai, she gives it to the father. The father is not the Irish, because at this point, it's Aymet Leibum, so the brother is the Irish. So, again, it could be that pshat is, if she gives it to the father, she avoids the brother being the Irish. That's one of the terutzim they say. Or that this case is not going by Yibum. This case is going Stam, a guy made a tanai, and then she kept the tanai after he died. It works retroactively. And in Hanami, it might not affect Yibum. But that's not the point. The point is, what we want to prove from here is that Amanas is retroactive. We have two brises that clearly state that. Like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yehuda. Yes, doctor.
I'm just glad. Yeah, I was Actually, I'm proud of myself. I was thinking about exactly what you just said. But there's also a little bit of a recursion in here. Is if her husband dies, she hasn't paid yet, standard form is she gets 200 zuz. I mean, they chose 200 zuz for a reason. If the yavam is the yarshin, and she refuses it, that goes to him, and that would be complete the divorce. And that would also avoid Hebrew.
Again, that's a technical question. I don't know how that works, number one. Number two is she doesn't get the ksuba till after chalitza, or after yibum, or after she's not entitled to ksuba at this point. So telling her I'm not taking ksuba is not giving him anything at this point. It's not hers to give. So I don't know if that would work. Okay, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shiniskara Kaidim Shinasna, it got ripped before she gave the 200 zuz. Nasna Kaidim Shemes. Even the Tanakama would agree Shimpura Shamanasha didn't leave the Yorshai. But if he did say explicitly, give it to me or my inheritors, Shafila Mace, Nice Nil Yorshai, Vitor Menachalitza. Then if he died, she can give it and absolve herself from Chalitza. Have a get Lemafreya, Mishikabalasai. It's a get retroactive. So the question is on Rabbi Yehuda, who said Amanas is not retroactive. These are two brises that say Amanas is retroactive. And for the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani Rabbi. It's a machlokes tanoim. I am not saying that there's no one that disagrees with me. I agree. I hold that it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Huna is picking one Tana. And I am picking the different Tana. So therefore you can never ask on me from a Braisa, because that Braisa is Rebbe. And Rebbe holds like Rav Huna. Or Rav Huna holds like Rebbe. I hold like Rabbanon. And therefore, I'm saying there's a Machloikas Tanoim. Now Rav Huna does not have to agree that there is a Machloikas Tanoim. We don't have an explicit Braisa that says that Rabbanon argue on Rebbe in this. Rav Yehuda is telling us, he's a Neman, he's a person to be trusted. He's saying, you should know, all those brises were authored by Rebbe, and I happen to agree to the Rabbanon, and therefore don't ask me for many brises. But no, the Amri to Rabbanon. The Omar, Hamani Rebbe, the Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rebbe, Kalayim Amanaska, I'm a Machshav Dami. Rav Huna was quoting Rebbe. Upligi Rabbanon Alay, but no, the Amri to Rabbanon. There is no explicit brise that we have in this Gemara that says that Rabbanon argue on Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda is informing me. He has a right to inform me. You should know, this is a Machlokes Tanoim, and therefore, Rav Huna is paskening one way, and I'm paskening the other way, so don't ask me from Brises. Tanoim can argue. Brises can be like one Tana, like the other Tana, and therefore there's no question on me. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Klaimim Ma'achshav, Amanas Kach B'Kach Dami. Like he said, Me'achshav on condition that you do. That's what Rebbe said. Amanas is an understood Me'achshav. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. Kalayim Amanas, Kaim Rav Achshu Dami. Amar Rav Zera. Ki Avinu B'Bavo, when I used to be in Bavo, this is Rav Zera saying this when he was in Eretz Yisrael. This was transmitted from Eretz Yisrael to Bavo. Rav Zera lived in Bavo. He made it up to Eretz Yisrael because of a... Right, he made it up to Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So there's... This is a Gemara that we have that Reb Zera said when he was in Eretz Yisrael. And we have it here, and Bavli quotes it. Kavina B'Bavo, when I was in Bavo, Hav Aminin, I used to say, Hod Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe Kolayim Amar Naskei Amar Machshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanon Alay. I was under the impression, like Rav Yehuda said, that it's a Machloikas Tanoim, and not everybody agrees to Kolayim Amar Naskei Amar Machshav Dami. That's what I assumed in Bavo. That's what Rav Yehuda taught us, that there's a Machloikas Tanoim. Kisauki lohasam. However, when I came up there to show, Ashkeche lo Ravasi, I found Ravasi, the Yosef, the Kamala Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan, he was sitting and saying the following statement in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Hakom maidim bar mamanas, kamer machshav dami. Which is the part of the statement that we want. Everybody agrees to that. There is no Machloikas Tanoim. Rav Huna is right. And there are no Rabbanan that argue on Rebbe. Again, there is no Brisa that has Rabbanan arguing on Rebbe. So this is all based, like, not Chas v'Shalom questioning it, the testimony of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Zera said, I lived that way till I got to Eretz Yisrael, and I heard Rabbi Yechonah say that it's not true. Rabbi Asi told me Rabbi Yechonah said it's not true. Le'nechleku, where is there a machlekes tanoim in a similar but different case? Elam hayoy melach hamisa, which was the shayla we had earlier in the week. When a person says hayoy melach hamisa, is that a condition or is that a change of mind? Remember we said hayoy melach shloishim, machshav melach laman, not almanas, no condition. He said now and later. That's a machloikas. Is that a condition? Or that might be a change of mind. That is a machloikas tanoim. By kedushin also. Almanas, Rabbi Yechon is saying, is for sure retroactive. That's Rabbi Yechon again. Rabbi Yehuda told us it's a machloikas tanoim. Rabbi Yechon says, it's not a machloikas tanoim. I don't pick sides. Right? I'm not here to tell you who's right and who's wrong. Bavli is quoting both opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a machloikas tanoim. And Rabbi Yechon is saying there is no such machloikas tanoim. There is a machloikas tanoim in something similar but different. But he didn't say the word amanas. He said from now and after death, without using the word condition. He didn't say im, he didn't say amanas, he just said mayim lachamisa. What do those words mean? Condition? Or maybe change of mind, which was the machloikas we had earlier by Kedushin. And it's true by Kedushin, and it's true by Get. We had that over there by Mayim Lachamisa. That was Rav and Shmuel's machloikas, which ended up being machloikas Rebbe Drabonon. One said it by Get, and one said it by Kedushin. That means they both have, they have to have both cases. That's all. You wouldn't have extended it on your own. Mayim Lachamisa. Vatanya. And we talk about a brisa. Mayim Lachamisa get trained again. The Rechachamim. The Chachamim said, we don't know. The Rabbi Yehuda, because they get. Rabbi says, yes, we do know. This is the machloikas we had earlier. So Rabbi Yechon is telling us, there is no machloikas be'almanas. Be'almanas, it's a slam dunk. It is retroactive. Mayim Lachamisa, that's where the machloikas is. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kisol Kilohasam, Shalisi Laret Yisroel. By the way, in Yerushalmi, he's called Reb Zeira. That's how they write his name in Yerushalmi. In Bavli, he's called Reb Zeira. In Yerushalmi, he's called Reb Zeira, but it's the same person. Le'nechluku, Kolaymer le'mesapkalu l'rabbanon itzno yichazara, elam mayem alachamisa. Vatanya b'nichusa. And this is, Betanya is a proof to that. Period. Zakta Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Damer Ba'amanas Nami Pligi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Machloikas is Ba'amanas, Ad the Miflugi Mayayim Elachamisa Niflugu Ba'amanas. Wouldn't it be better to show us that the Rabbanan disagree Ba'amanas? There are two cases. There are different cases. But Rabbi Yechonon told us that by Amanas, everybody agrees it's retroactive, and by Mayim Elachamisa, it's a machloikas. So if Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machloikas in both cases, shouldn't we choose the case of Amanas to show us that the Rabbanan even argue in that case? Rabbi Yehuda said they don't argue in that case. So if Rabbi Yehuda were right, why doesn't the Braisa tell us that? Zakta Gemara, L'diachi Kaycha de Rebbe, Mayim Elachamisa, Nami Haris again. Because looking at it from Rebbe's perspective, Mayim Elachamisa is a bigger chiddush, that even that is conditioned. That Amanas is retroactive, Rebbe holds that simple. But Rebbe is saying even Mayim Elachamisa is a condition. So therefore the Braisa picked that case to show me Rebbe's opinion. Enochinami in the Rabbanon's opinion, it would have been better to show me the case of Amanas. That even there they say it's not retroactive. But in Rebbe's, from Rebbe's viewpoint, it's better to show us Mayim Elachamisa. That's why the Braisa shows that. Frek the Gemara, v'niflugu b'amanas l'dachah k'lech d'rabbanon. Why did the Tana decide to pick that case to show me Rebbe? Why doesn't he pick the other case to show me the Rabbanon? Right, he had a choice. According to Yehuda, there's a machloikas in two cases. He was only going to write one because they're different cases. So he picked Mayim Malacha Misa to accentuate Rebbe's opinion. That even Mayim Malacha Misa is conditional. Why doesn't he pick Amanas to teach us Rabbanon's opinion? So to Gemara Kayach Detera Adas. When a Tana has a choice to teach me somebody that being Mater, saying that it works, that's a meaning if you don't know, you're Machmer. If you know, you're Mako. Rebbe is saying, I know it's conditional. Rabbanon is saying, maybe, maybe not. So if I have to teach you the halacha, should I teach you the Rabbanon not knowing clearly or Rebbe's clarity? Rebbe's clarity is what I want to teach you because that's a koyach d'atera. He's willing to be matri. He's putting his, I would say, life on the line. He's saying, I am sure this is mutter. When one is not sure, they say suffix. So to say that Rabbanon are mesupik by Almanas is true, but that's not as big as of a chiddush. That's not as big of a chiddush to say that Rebbe knows b'mayim alach hamisa. We like to tell you something that somebody's clear in better than tell you something somebody's mesupik in. Yes.
But Almanas is not a question.
That's what Rebbe said. That's what Rebbe Yechanan said. Rebbe Yehuda said the machlokes is in both. Again, when they asked Rabbi Yehuda for the brises, he answered as a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Yisrael and he found out Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. As I mentioned, you can't cancel Rabbi Yehuda. He's a player. Right? Rabbi Yehuda might disagree with him, but he's Rabbi Yehuda. He learned by Rav, he learned by people, he knows what he's talking about. So the Gemara doesn't cancel him. The Gemara says, according to him, there's a machlokes in two cases. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only a machlokes in one case. But, right, so the Gemara just wants to know if he's right. Why isn't there machlokes in that case rather than the case of Mayim Malach HaMisa? And the answer is, we'd rather show you the clarity of Rebbe. Rashi. Yes. You have a question, doctor? I thought I saw your hand.
Well, no, I was just thinking, remembering very fondly, the language of the Ali Shore is that Tom Chokham has to be a Vadai, and this is the case of being a Vadai.
Again, I'm not arguing with Ali Shores, but there are many Talmid Chacham and there are Mesupik, so I don't know exactly what he means that Talmid Chacham has to be the Vadai.
You're Mesupik if you have to, but it's your duty to be...
To as clear as you can. But you see the Rabbanon here are Mesupik according to Rav Yehuda. So I just don't like the terminology. Again, I'm just questioning the wording that Talmid Chacham has to be Vadai. Talmid Chacham should strive for Vadai, again. That he has to be Vadai is a very sharp language. I mean, there are big daily Yisraels that are mesupik in halacha, and they are bona fide talmid chachamim. So I'm not sure exactly what he means. That's all. I'm just being zeroing in on the wording. That's all. Now, I'm not arguing the fact that a talmid chacham should strive to have clarity. Yes. The bigger the talmid chacham, the more clarity he has. Yes. Yes, Yitzchak Margaret and Shaila, he throws up his hand and says, I don't know. And you ask Bahabdo, Ben Chaim, Machaim, Reb Moshe and Shaila, he knew. Yes. Rashi. Zot Rashi. No Rashi. What? I didn't understand what you said. You had a question? I just was trying to prove the point.
It means something. It's telling us something also.
I'm an Ashad to welcome Mikhail at Lama. So the Mishnah says if you made a condition, I will pay you within 30 days. The condition has to be kept within 30 days. Zakti Gemay Pshita, what's the Kiddush? That was his condition. What does the Mishnah have to tell me that? Zakti Gemay Mal De Tema, Lav Tanohu. I would think that that's not really part of the condition. Luzruze Kamar. And he's saying it only to say, I mean to do this quickly. Sometimes people say, I'll get it done by tomorrow. They have no havamina to get it done by tomorrow. They would like to get it done by tomorrow. They'll try to get it done by tomorrow, but they really didn't mean tomorrow. It's a way of saying, I'm going to work on it as fast as I can. So they're telling themselves, I need to get this done by tomorrow. But it's not a commitment. Maybe when he says, I will give it to you within 30 days, we should interpret it that the guy is putting a fire under himself to get it done. Not that he really means that to be a condition. And therefore, if he pays her in 35 days, it still will fulfill the condition. Kamash Malan, no. You say something, you mean something. You said you'll pay within 30 days? That's the condition. If not, it's not a kedushin. You got to start all over again from scratch. Rashi, Pshita. I'm looking for the Rashi. I know there's a Rashi Pshita. Pshita. So what's the chiddush? Lav tanohi. I would think it's not a condition of trashy. But look, kabdash loishim yam. She really doesn't care if it's 30 days. And lezruza ba'alma kamar. This is done to get things moving. You set a limit to get, you know, to make people be zrizistic, which I have no idea what to say that in English. What? Get the fire burning, right. So the Mishnah says if he has it, she's Mekadeshes. If he doesn't have it, she's not Mekadeshes. How can anybody say that he doesn't have it? How does anybody know what a person has? Does anybody know what's under his mattress? Does anybody know what he has in a Swiss bank account? How does anybody, or the United Arab Emirates, how does anybody know what he has? Now, Bishlam, if Adam come and say he has it, we know she's Mukadeshus. But how can somebody say he doesn't have it? Who knows that somebody doesn't have Messiah Zuz? How can you say Adam Mukadeshus? Zog to Gemara, you're right. He said he's Mekadesh are the conditions that he has 200 Zuz.
Okay.
He says, I don't have it. How do we know? Maybe he does have it. Maybe he changed his mind. He doesn't want to marry her, so he says he doesn't have the 200 zuz. Maybe he did have 200 zuz. Maybe he does have 200 zuz, and the kedushin kicked in. He didn't say, I show you the 200 zuz. He said, I have 200 zuz. What do we know what a person has? You know what a person has? You have no idea. I might be a multimillionaire hiding under my mattress all that money. How do you know?
And kedushin would be solved then?
Why not? He has 200 zuz. He said, I'm not asking how much zuz is this. He might have it. You can prove the positive. You can't prove the
negative.
He didn't say that. You're adding words to him.
Well, I'm doing Brock Bush does all the time.
I asked the same question. Rabbi said it's a fruit to give
him. Right. Dr. Gemara. But you're right. In the Bible, Tanya Chashin and Shem Yeshlo, the Brisa says that we're afraid. And for the Gemara Loikasha, Habakadusha Vada, Habakadusha Suffolk. You're right. The Mishnah wants to say if you want to know for sure he's married, we have to have witnesses that say he hasn't. If you don't know, it's a Suffolk. The Mishnah didn't mean to say it's either positive or negative. The Mishnah means either positive or we don't know. Rashi. Look to Rashi, but Yeshlo, Mashmash Yesh Adim Sheshlo. She's mutter to marry somebody else. But my neichu shemi yeshloi kedusha v'adahavi. Im onu yoidim sheyeshloi. He's definitely married. But af kamina, what's the difference between a definite marriage and a suffic marriage? Shembo achav v'kitcha ein mukadeshes. If it was a definite marriage, and husband number two walks in, well, he doesn't count. Chilo yadinan. However, when we're not sure, chashin and shemi yeshloi beinu mutaris la'achar. She might have it, and therefore she's married to the first one. We don't know. We don't know whether she's married to the first one or not. Both would have to give a get. Because we don't know that he doesn't have. We can't prove that. And his saying it is meaningless.
She might be married. Still lives her in a Suffolk marriage, right?
Kedush, that means she's a Suffolk married to the first, Suffolk married to the second.
In other words, if he dies,
she's a Suffolk Amana.
I'm sorry?
She's a Suffolk Amana. We don't know.
Does this have to be cash?
Yeah. He said, Messiah Zuz, that's cash. That's cash.
Just because he owns field, doesn't he?
He said, Messiah Zuz. That's what he said. Nobody made him say anything. Unless she insisted that he say that. You don't know how the negotiations went for Kedushin. He might have said, I want to marry you, and she wants to say, I need to see cash. Now, again, the Kedushin is with the Pruto. The Amanas is a Tanai. The question is, we don't know that he doesn't keep the Tanai. We have no way of proving the negative. We can only prove the positive.
So did he give her a pruta or not?
He has to give her a pruta, if not, it's not a kedushin. He added a condition. Nobody made him add it. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not necessary for kedushin to add a condition. He did.
So what did the pruta do?
It made a condition, a pruta, if the condition is met. There's no difference between if I have 200 or if I'm going to New York tomorrow. You can make a kedushin on a tanai. The kedushin is the pruta. The going to New York is keeping the condition.
So she can live with husband and wife with him?
If he meets the condition.
So the pruta. Okay. So,
I don't see what's bothering you.
So they gave the pruta.
On condition. I sell you a piece of land.
Conditional pruta. It's like giving her a pruta, but not saying, yeah, I'm married till I show you the.
Or it's retroactive. I'm not getting involved in that. That's a machlokes. Again, a guy buys a field on the condition that something happens. He paid for the field, but there's a condition that either the sale is or isn't effective depending on the keeping of the condition.
So the previous owner cannot work the field either.
We don't know. We have to wait to see if the condition is kept. We don't know who it belongs to. So it says that he showed it to her. The Mishnah said, the Lashon HaMishnah, I will show you Ma'amzuz, Harizumu Kodeshus, the year in law, and he has to show it to her. Zakhtik Baisa, Tana, Vainishavna Aluris Mishaloi. She has to show her his money. Not money, but his money. I will show you 200 Zuz, doesn't mean a show and tell. It's his money, Rashi. Then it's chav nezu el liris v'shaloi. Lefichach imher al shulchan shelufanav v'hu shulchani. He's a banker. Amarf einim shaloi einim mukadeshes. He meant his money, not someone else's money. Imher al shulchan einim mukadeshes. Zokti gemara b'shita. What's the havamina? It's not his. Zokti gemara leitzvicha. Now here is a big chiddush. He has money that's invested. 50% of the profit will be his. But it's not fungible, if that's the right word. It's invested. Is that considered having 200 zuz? There is no 200 zuz that belongs to him here. However, he has 200 zuz that he's a partner in that's earning money. But the 200 zuz doesn't belong to him. He's a partner in it. He's working it. He's getting paid 50% of the profit. So that's not called his. Even though he's making money off of it. It's not like he's showing you somebody else's money. He's showing you somebody else's money that he's profiting from. Zok Rashi, Be'iska, Lemechzis Char, he was getting hit 50% of the profit. Hay Lefonav Ashokhanoi, Lahach Lefustaker. He's going to do the money changing and make money every time he changes money. So is the 200 zuz his? No. Is the 200 zuz earning money for him? Yes. Is that enough to say that that's my 200 zuz? Because I have a certain
stake,
whatever you want to call it.
As an investment.
Again, he doesn't have 200 zuz of principal. It's somebody else's money that he's working. And his salary is 50% of the profit. So is that considered that this is 200, his 200 zuz? On one hand, it's not. On the other hand, he's earning profit from it as if it were his.
Once he makes the $200.
That's a different story. Depends if it's a tie condition or not. That's not when I'm getting involved in that. Want to know now? Exactly. He wants to know what happens when he makes 200 zuz. We'll worry about that later. But that's not the point. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Now this Mishnah.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? So why don't we consider that he wasn't talking about his own money? She knew he was a money changer or whatever he was, and she just wanted to know that the volume of business he did was 200 zuz, not that it belonged to him. but just that he was a big enough player that she thought he could support her. Why do we decide from this that it had to be his 200?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret words. Chazal interpret that when he says show you, he means his. You're asking, why couldn't it mean that he's saying, I have people that invest in me, and I have potential earnings. I have
Not that the 200 Zuz. Right.
I hear
not that the 200 Zuz is his. Just that he's a player. That's all.
I understand what you're saying. I don't have a good answer.
Okay. Right.
I don't know why Chazal interpret the words one way, not the other way. I hear your question.
It's just not for sure. Not for sure thing.
Again, what Harvey's asking is maybe the woman wants to know that she has a guy that's he calls it a player.
Yeah,
and this shows that he's a player. You know, the bank will say they have assets of X amount of money. It's not their money. People are trusting them with that money, and therefore they're lending out money and doing all kinds of different things. But right, exactly. But that doesn't mean they own all. I don't know. Maybe when a bank says they have assets, it is theirs. I just don't think so. What? Right. Exactly. So maybe she just wants to see he has some assets. Maybe that's what she wants to see, even though it's not his, but it's potential. That's the question Harvey's asking. Chazal interpret the words to mean something. I don't know, because again, what words meant then, what words mean now, can be totally different. It's how people speak. Chazal are interpreting this is what the words mean. I don't know. The next Mishnah is basically a repeat. And the Gemara is going to want to know, why did the Mishnah bother repeating itself? But first we'll learn the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Gemara's question. What? This Mishnah is a repeat of the Mishnah we just had, with one slight change. Instead of cash, it's land. I'm an Ashi Ashley base core offer, and the condition that I have a place where you can plant a base core. A base core is 30 sub. Now, Chazal tell us that a sub, the amount of land you need to plant a sub is 50 amas by 50 amas. Let's go with the Chazal Nishan Shir just to make things simpler. 100 by 100 feet. Not everybody agrees to the size of the amas now. I'm just picking that as a standard, just no fractions. And 110,000 square feet is a base sub. That's a base saw. That's the amount of land you need to plant a saw of wheat. Or barley. A base core would be 30 times that size. It would be 1,500 by 50, which ends up being 273 point something by 273 point something. You multiply 1,500 by 50, and then you take the square root, you end up 273 point something. I don't know what the point is. I don't remember. Rashi tells me a few places, but I don't remember. But 273 in a fraction by 273 in a fraction. That would be the amount of land you need to plant a core of barley. Core is 30 sub. So if a guy says to this woman, I own land where I can plant a core, Harizum Lukadeshus, the Eshla, if he owns it, it's a good Kedushin. I'm an Ashi Eshli B'Makom Pliny. I have that land in Sandusky. And Yeshla B'Makom Lukadeshus, and Blavein Lukadeshus. If he doesn't have it in Sandusky, if he has it in Bloomingfield or Bloomington, Indiana, and she's not Mukadeshes. He said he had it in Sandusky, and he didn't have it in Sandusky. Okay, let me just finish the Mishnah. I'm a Nasha Erech Beis Kurafer. I will show you a Beis Kurafer. Harzu Mukadeshes, you rent it. It has to be his. You can always show people fields. I can take you in the 80 and show you tons of fields. Doesn't mean anything. The Parababikov, he shows her in the valley. See fields? And the Mukadeshes. It's not his. The Gemara will explain all these cases. But if you notice, this remission is really a repeat, except it's talking about land vis-a-vis money. Yes?
The word shouldn't, at least the first and the last case, I'm not sure Yeshua Beis Korah for a raise and a kudeshes, and then it says the Yeshua.
If he has.
Wouldn't it say the Yeshua and then a raise and a
kudeshes? I don't know. I don't write the style of the Mishnah.
Is it
means Arzum and Kadeshes if he has. That's what the words mean.
Is there a suffix?
No, not at all. Well, if he doesn't have, it's a suffix. Again, like the Gemara will say, like maybe he does have and we don't know about it.
So when it says the Yeshod, that means...
If he has.
And low, he's suffix and
Kadeshes. Just like by money, it used the same language. I don't know why it didn't bother you there.
He wasn't here yesterday.
That's why I didn't bother him.
I learned it, but I didn't. It's not the same as hearing as from Rabbi.
Rashi, Beit Kor Makom Haraya Lizraya Lametzorim B'Chashvina L'Chol Sasayim Me'er Chamishim K'Chatzer HaMishkan. The Mishkan was 100 by 50 Ames. That's Tusa. Chamishim HaChamishim LeBeitzor. Or Beit Kor Elav V'Tavkuf Ayrech 1500 long Anun Reicha 50 wide. Matam Rabbi, if you square it off, Timtzenem Messiah Meshivim. The Shalish Amos, Ravashi gives you the fraction. The Bach gives you the fraction. The Chatzi Amma, Shnei Tvachim. 273.5 Amos plus 2 Tvachim. Our Messiah, the Shivim Shalish Amma, the Chatzi Amma, Shnei Tvachim. The Oydavra Muat, and even a little bit more than that, but it's a fraction. The Mehara, the Bikar, the Bikar Gadayla, the Bakama Bakar Kairim, the Einachem Mem Shalai, so then she's not Mukadashis. Correct the Gemara. V'necher Shem Yeshloi. How do you know he doesn't own land? He didn't say in a certain place in the first case. Maybe he owns land in Thailand. How do you know? We can't prove a negative. We don't know where he owns things. V'aytanya Chashin Shem Yeshloi. The Brice Attacker says it's a suffix. And the Gemara Loikash Abba Kedusha Vada Abba Kedusha suffix. You're right. If he can show us he has it, he's married to her. If he can't, we don't know. If he claims I don't have it, we don't know. Maybe he does have it. Maybe he owns it in the Gaza. I don't know.
He's got to show it.
To be Vadai Mekudeshes. If not, he said on the condition I have. Maybe he does have. We don't know. We don't even know the negative. Therefore, it's a suffix. So we need to get to both people if somebody else is Mekudeshes. It's impossible to verify a negative. I shouldn't say impossible. Nearly impossible to verify a negative. Especially in those days that it wasn't, there were no titles and no proofs and no deeds and nothing to search. If you owned land in Thailand, nobody here in America would know you owned land in Thailand.
When did it become not like you went to Jurdika of $1 billion? I mean, how do you know? Maybe he's got $1 billion. Maybe he does it.
I don't know.
When did it become?
It's a good question. The answer is I don't know. I would. I don't know. Again, I'll say I don't know.
What the lump is?
You don't know. Maybe I'm a closet millionaire.
Billionaire.
I'm a closet billionaire. That's right. I'm worth a lot more than $1 billion.
I know. The question that I have. Or who you are, maybe that means maybe Beis Kor in a regular land and there's bigger land.
We'll talk about all that. By the way, it means plantable land.
Yeah.
I'll go.
It doesn't do with you owning it or not. Really, I own it.
No. I mean, actually means he has. He owns. That's what the words mean.
No. So,
but you're right. Gemara's going to talk about if he has rocky land, doesn't fulfill the condition. Now today, if you say you own a base square in Manhattan, it's not plantable, but I think it would be very impressive to the lady that you own.
Not as impressive
as 3 years ago, but impressive.
For, just so you have land in Lakewood.
That's right, land in Lakewood. Tom's River, Manchester. Why did the Mishnah repeat itself twice? You know, people do hide money under their mattress in the Swiss bank accounts. By land, I would say, it's harder to hide real estate. And therefore, if you had real estate, people know about it. Not something you can hide under your mattress. Kamash Malan. Therefore, even if he doesn't prove that he has, if he doesn't prove he has it, it's vare not mekudeshes. Rashi, Zudi David inish tamatzni v'asim duchazina yesh la v'kedushi vare lechazina v'kedushi suffik. If we see it, it's vare. If not, it's suffik. Avov ara ilo yedin in the yesh la. Maybe it's not even kedusha suffik. The mind is like ara kol is like. People know about real estate. Kamash Malan bide tzadinu gabi hadadi. Since the Mishnahs are next to each other, remember the Ara Kizuzi. Mahasim yesh levada ein leisafik. Avkarki yesh levada ein leisafik. I will point out one thing. The Mishnah never said ein leisafik. It was our interpretation of the Mishnah. The chiddush of land is that the interpretation we gave by money applies to the interpretation we're giving by land. The Mishnah never said the word ein leisafik. The Mishnah says if he has, it's mekudeshes. What happens if he doesn't have? The Mishnah didn't tell us. The Braisa told us that it's a suffix. The chiddush of the second Mishnah is that the same thing that we say shot in the first Mishnah, which it doesn't say explicitly, applies to the second Mishnah as well. It's an unusual case that the chiddush of a Mishnah is the implied, not what it says.
Even though there's a coil, we still don't, not certain. What's the chiddush?
That we don't assume that there would be a coil. That if there's no Kyle, it's still a suffix.
He may still have land.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you say this, the lady base poor, and he doesn't, even if he doesn't have it, what, she's so mocked.
Well, they made a condition. A condition is a condition.
The condition that he said those words, that meant, is the problem on her not...
He's not fulfilling his condition. To quote, we've been saying, words count. Words mean so things.
She doesn't know what a base court even is.
How do you know what she knows what she doesn't know? You said it, not me. I mean,
no, you're right.
Your wife's listening to this year, and she heard you just say, ladies don't know much. And what an insult to her.
She's going on Tuesday.
Exactly.
I wonder one lady who's going.
Right. Abanas, she asked me to complain to him yesterday. Pshita, he said, I'm complaining. Mount the table, my nafachmina. What difference does it make to you if I have the land in Sandusky or in Indiana? I know, I'm going to get the crops from there. Not your headache. Yes, I said Sandusky. So I have it somewhere else. What do you care? Kamash Milan, words, mean something. She meant to see his. He is a sharecropper. He can show her a base kurafer where he is a sharecropper. He doesn't own it, but he's entitled to a certain percent. I'll show you a base kurafer that I have a stake in the sense that I am making profit off of it. It's similar to the banker who's getting profit off of somebody else's money. Kamashmal in the Mishnah, that's not his, it doesn't work. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my nafka lachmin, and brachi kuwanot tarich namasina to all the basi. If it's far, so I'll bring it. What do you care? B'distura arisus. The portion of Medayik, what if he says he has it in Sandusky and he has it in Lorraine? Closer. The Gemara is saying that if he has it further away, Kamash Malon, that it's not count. How about if he has it closer? He told her on the Mount I have it in Sandusky, and he has it closer than Sandusky. So it's Kamash Malon from the Gemara that would be okay. Because the Gemara says the problem is he's trying to tie it to her. I'm going to bring the fruit. What do you care where it is? I'll do the work. Kamash Malon, that not. How about it's less work? It's easier to access.
Maybe, that's the reason why?
Maybe the closer one is in East Cleveland,
and
the other one is in Manhattan.
Again, it would depend on all that. You're right, it would depend on all that.
You're right.
You're right.
You say as long as it's closer, it's good, you say.
When the Gemara is lost, we're talking about farm land. The Gemara is mashma, that the problem here is distance. He told her he has it here, and he has it further away, that she doesn't like, that he has to schlep it from far away, that she doesn't want to marry a guy that has land so far away. How about if it's closer? Does she mind that? Is she insisting it be there, not there? Or pshat is, No, it just means to say not further than that. Again, it's all what people mean. I just mentioned the Shiloh.
No, she wants to stay dusty, so she's going to see the point.
I knew that was coming. How could I have predicted that? I could not predict that.
Why
could I predict it? Yeah, I predicted it, only you would say that. By the way, in fact, I predicted in my mind that you would say it. Correct.
How did
Rebbe
even know that I knew what Cedar Point was?
Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Zakti Gemara now, a new sugya, based on this. Let me explain. There's going to be halakas that apply to Hegdish. Right? That have nothing to do with our sugya at all. We want to know, does it apply to here as well? Let me explain. This is an introduction. I'm going to introduce it today, and we will repeat the introduction and do the Gemara tomorrow. When a person is magdish a field that is his, in those days it meant they inherited from his father or from somebody else. Not that he bought it, because in those ways with a yovel, when you bought a land, it didn't really belong to you. It went back by yovel. So we're talking now as de achuza, which means it is yours. Reuven is magdish a field that belongs to him. Hegdish. The Torah set a price for redemption, not subjective to the land, a set price. How much it costs to redeem the land from Hegdish. And they said that if a guy is Magdish it right after Yovel, there's 49 years to the next Yovel, if he wants to buy it back, he has to pay 50 shekel kesef for a base score. That's the set price, whether this is located in the best land or the set price. Go Kesef for 49 years of crop. Because the next Yovel, it leaves Hegdish anyway. So it's 49 years. He's buying it back from Hegdish. He buys it back at a set price. If it's bigger or smaller, it's prorated, using the formula of 50 shekel kesef for 49 years. If it's less than 49 years, it's only 20 years to Yovel, again, it's prorated. It's prorated by the size of the field and by how many years to Yovel. That's the halacha. It comes out in 50 shekel kesef. There's a shekel per year plus a punjin. That's the name of a coin that's a fraction that makes it 50. Every year is a shekel and a punjin for a base core. If it's two core, it's two shekel and two punjins. If it's less than a base core, you adjust it downwards. That's the halacha. What we need from this Gemara is that it's only plantable land. Non-plantable land is redeemed with subjective value. It has to be land that you can plant. If it's non-plantable, then we go by subjective value. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow.